13 yays and one abstention.
The motion carried.
With that declaration, the University of Louisiana System Board of Supervisors selected Dr. Nick Bruno as the 8th president of the University of Louisiana at Monroe earlier today. The one abstention recorded in the vote came from the board student representative and ULM senior, Brooke Sebrin. As the motion carried, Sebrin offered support for the university's new president.
I just wanted to let the record show that I'm in big support of Dr. Bruno. I'm going to stand behind my president no matter what the voting record shows. I just wanted to be clear with that. Thank you.
Bruno returns to ULM after serving as vice president of business affairs from 2002 to 2005. He currently serves as the vice president of business and finance for the University of Louisiana System. KEDM's Jay Curtis had the opportunity to speak with Dr. Bruno shortly after his selection.
Dr. Bruno, first of all, our congratulations, and how are you feeling right now?
Thank you, Jay. It's indescribable. I'm so excited and just anxious to get aboard and get started.
Well, you mentioned in your interview that you might be able to start within a week. I know you probably still got to check on that, but what would that look like?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. When you get a new job, you begin to disengage from your existing job. I don't want to do that and leave the system in a position that is probably undesirable. But certainly I can do enough in a week, 2 weeks. It's more realistic, probably it'll be 2 to 4 weeks, but certainly I'll be talking with the staff there frequently and becoming engaged even though I'm not officially on campus.
Do you have any administration members or people you have in mind for your cabinet that you might be speaking to?
Certainly I don't have any plans right now to make any changes. The continuity is important during the transitional period. So it's premature to talk about any changes in that regard.
Having to see over the course of this week, when you have feedback from faculty, feedback from students, and even in the ULM Foundation, the fundraising arm for the university, how do you come in working to create that synergy that you spoke of during your interview for the university, to bring the university together?
Jay, it's just a matter of going to all of the constituents that either supported me or didn't. As I said, it was universities are a place of free expression. That's part of the development of the educational process. I appreciated everyone's opinion, and I will work very hard to earn their respect and know that most, if not all, did what they did for the benefit of the university, and that's all that matters.
Many people have spoken of you as the finance expert. Certainly that was your role here at ULM when you were here before, and that's your role, has been your role now at the system board. What do you bring to the table as the university funding faces that cliff year coming up?
Well, I think I can ask some questions that will need to be asked as it relates to the fiscal affairs. However, I also know in my years in the system and my years at the universities is that there's more questions than financial, and that is, how do we apply that while maintaining the academic integrity of the university? That's my first goal. We will make every effort to look into efficiencies that may not have been explored. We will look forward to working with sister institutions to try to enhance collaboration, and with the key of ULM remaining strong and being poised to grow and flourish as these financial challenges lessen in the future.
Well, since it is the middle of recruiting season for many high school students making that decision as to which university they'll attend, for a student who's considering ULM and has noted, okay, well, up until recently ULM was without a president, okay, now they've got the guy, what would your message be to them to assure them about the university staying solid in light of things that are going to be happening with the budget in the near future?
Well, certainly, our message is going to be that this is the place to come to get an excellent education. We have some outstanding programs. I made the comment when I was in Monroe last week that ULM is one of the best-kept secrets in Louisiana. I think we need to get that message out. We need to become more aggressive. We've had a good recruitment program, and I think we want to build upon that. And we want to engage students sooner. We want to let them know we want them there. And once they get there, we want the student services and the activities that will retain them, as well as the caring faculty who are dedicated to their education.
Since you brought that up, what plans or ideas do you have that might be different than what's been done as far as getting the message of the university out to a much broader audience?
Well, I think, I mentioned one idea I have, and of course I want to confer with faculty and the executive team and staff, but I'd like to begin to identify students in their junior years and getting faculty involved in making personal contacts with these students who have exceptional abilities that can meet the rigor of the university, and that we begin to target these students of high ability for the programs that we know they're interested in. We're noted for our health sciences. We want to continue to build on that. We have an excellent College of Ed. We have a very good business school. And our liberal arts have always been well respected. We need to begin to making those programs much better known. And hopefully I can energize the staff and faculty and students to help us with this process, because recruiting will be everyone's job.
And on a personal note, you mentioned that your daughters were very much excited about the possibility of moving back to Monroe. How do you feel about being back in the north part of the state?
Oh, I feel great about it. You know, this was a family discussion before we applied that, you know, were we prepared to go back to Monroe? Were we prepared to live there? The daughters were the first to say this is great. Now, the oldest is a senior in high school, so her time at Monroe will probably be intermittent, coming home from college and so forth, where the youngest will be a junior. And she's excited because of her memories of the Monroe area, and particularly ULM, and how exciting a place it was for a young person growing up. So as I mentioned to staff a little bit earlier, that we hope after the school term, there'll be a lot of Brunos running around Monroe and getting involved in activities that are there within the university and the city and the region.
Dr. Nick Bruno was just named the president of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Bruno, thanks very much for talking with us. We look forward to having you here on campus.
Thank you, Jay. Look forward to being there.